Thank you for calling the inspirational phone line of Second Presbyterian Church for the week of May 2nd, 2022. We hope this message will be a blessing to you today and in the days to come. Our scripture this week is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 4 through 7. Hear now the word of God. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage that they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there and do not decrease. But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare. Many years ago, as a young mother with three children under the age of five, our family relocated to a new city, this city, Indianapolis. I was, as they say, the trailing spouse. And I grumbled. I missed our life in Denver and viewed this unwelcome transplanting as the driver of my discontent. It took me over 2 years to unpack the last of our boxes. In that period of self-imposed exile, I went about my daily business, met many nice people, and by all accounts settled in. But in my mind, Indianapolis was the place where I lived. It was not my home. Then one day, while browsing through a local gallery, I came across a lovely little painting, lively with a cheerful array of flowers and topped with the phrase, "Bloom where you are planted." And it hit me. I needed to bloom, right where I was currently planted. I needed to trust that God had me right where he wanted me, and that I was called, as Jeremiah writes, to seek the welfare of the city to which I was sent. I was called to a life of faith, to believe in things unseen. All this time I had been waiting for my exile to end, or for something to happen to me to somehow turn this place into a place that felt like home, so I could start blooming. But as so often is the case for me, I had mixed up the order of things. I was waiting on feelings to drive action, when in reality, it is most often action that paves the way for feelings. I wanted to feel connected before I decided to connect, when what I really needed to do was to reach out, to look beyond myself in order to coax tender shoots of life from the arid ground of my discontent. The beginning of the beautiful garden I so desired. I had to recognize that I lived among neighbors, not just others. God, in his glorious wisdom, has made us for each other. I have come to find that it is only through seeking the best for others that I am able to realize it for myself. We are all called to bloom where we are planted, to be a blessing wherever God has set us. Perfect circumstances, that elusive mirage ever before us, is not the foundation for perfect contentment. We could chase that dream until the day we die, but by committing ourselves to the fullness of the life that God has given us, right here and right now, and to the neighbors with whom he has surrounded us, we can open ourselves to the peace and the joy and the contentment that only he can give. Lord, thank you for knowing us and for knowing what we really need. Thank you for loving us and for making us to love one another. Guide us today and every day to see the neighbors you place in our lives and to recognize that it is in seeking their welfare that we may find our own.